You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Oh, good morning. Here we go again. Good morning, beautiful people of God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in the beautiful city of Melbourne, Florida, 32901. Listen, you're welcome to stop by, tune in, but listen here. Don't you do one thing. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today. Because how many of you know God got a blessing for you and it got your name written on it, and in order for you to receive it, you got to be in the place where the blessings are being poured out on the people of God. Listen, I have some brief announcement before we let loose this powerful man of God, the Let God Be God prophet that's in the house, that's ready to bring forth the bread of life. I'm going to release some messages that we have for you on today. We have some revivals that's coming on tonight and tomorrow night, Thursday and Friday. Join us at 8 p.m. We have our very own Pastor Monica Orange. She will be in the house at 8 p.m. with a revival on Thursday and Friday night. Her theme is "It's Time to Elevate." How many of you know that it's time to elevate in God? As ever a time we got to elevate, it is now. So join us in this revival on Thursday and Friday night, our very own Pastor Monica. And then on Sunday, say Sunday with me, people. Sunday at 11:30 a.m., we will have her husband, Pastor Joseph Orange. He will be breaking forth the bread of life on Thursday morning. So how many of you know it's been raining? But how many of you know all this week it's an orange thing? Hallelujah. So come on and join us, because we're going to have the oranges that's going to be on Thursday and Friday at 8 p.m. And then at 11:30 a.m. her husband, 11:30 a.m. he will be in the house. And then join us on Wednesday, our very own apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, we will be down in Titusville, Florida, at the Agape Word of Life Ministry, where we will have Bishop Damon Jones. We're going down at his house, September the 9th, 2026, Titusville, Florida. So join us, hallelujah, at Agape Word of Life Ministry at Apostle Bishop Jones Church. Come on, I'm telling you, everything is going down but the word. I know we putting out a lot of flyers, I'm telling you, but how many of you know that Jesus gave his disciples the mission to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel? Peter. And how many of you know it's ever time Come to on. Preach now? It is now.
Yes.
So we gotta keep preaching, we gonna keep putting the flyers out so the people will know that we're not laying down. We're gonna preach, hallelujah, preaching to Jesus come back. Because how many of you know we got to get busy about our Father's business, because our Father's business, it requires haste. And right now I'm going to release this prophet of God, hallelujah, to release the word to his people. God bless you, Prophet Mike.
Amen. Good morning. Praise Amen. God. It is a blessing to be back into the house of God one more time. Praise God. And we do not take this for granted. Praise God. Like the woman of God began to say, praise God, God is trying to pour down his blessings.
Yes.
You just got to be in position. Amen. Come on, praise God. You just got to be in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
Praise God. Look, you don't want to miss another move of God. You don't want to miss another season. Some of us been delayed, paid after year, time after time. Praise God. We're waiting on God. God said, I'm waiting on you. Come on. Praise God. Look, the blessings is trying to walk you down.
Come on.
The blessings is trying to run you down. Praise God. But we just got to stop procrastinating.
Ooh.
Praise God. Look here, praise God. Start delaying, praise God, and start doing what God is calling us to do.
Amen.
Praise God. What means the most to God in this season is your faith and your obedience.
Come on.
Praise God, because when you have faith and when we obey in God, the Bible says faith pleases, oh God, come on, it
Ooh,
pleases
hallelujah.
God.
Yes.
Praise God. And I don't know about you, praise God, but I'm not trying to be the best Christian, praise God, but I am trying to please God.
Ooh,
come on,
hallelujah.
Praise God. Look, I may not be perfect in all things, praise God, but I am trying to obey God.
Yes.
Praise God. Look, I may, praise God, don't do everything, praise God. I praise God, but I am trying to let God know I'm committed to him.
Ooh,
praise
hallelujah.
God, the question is, are you committed? Praise God, the question is, praise God, while you're not in position,
come on.
We make a lot of excuses for a lot of different things.
Ooh.
Praise God, but God said, I don't want to hear your excuses.
No more.
I want to see your faithfulness.
Yes.
Come on. Praise God, I want to see your press.
Ooh.
I want to see your obedience in this time, because when I bless, oh my God, I'm going to remember you. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to remember how you got out of bed when you didn't feel good.
Come on.
I'm going to remember how you pressed, praise God, even though your body didn't feel the best.
Yes.
Praise God, I understand trouble is on every side. Praise God, but trouble is supposed to be on every side.
Come on.
Because why? You belong to God.
Come on.
Praise God, because you're trying to do what God is calling you to do.
Come on.
And this is why the fight is so great. Praise
Ooh.
God, this is why it's trouble on every side.
Come on.
Because you won't give up.
Mm.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God, because you won't give in.
Yes.
Praise God, this is what the Bible say. David said, praise God. Praise God, there was enemies on every side. But he said, in this, I am confident.
Confident.
Oh, praise God. What you mean I'm confident? I'm confident in one thing, that God is going to bring me out. Come
yes.
on. I'm confident in one thing, that God is going to bring me through.
Yes.
I'm confident in one day that I'm going to see the salvation
Ooh.
Of my family. I'm confident in one thing, that I will be healed. I will be delivered.
Yes.
I will be set free. And not just me, but my offspring is going to come to God because I'm confident.
Confident. Hallelujah.
Oh, don't lose your confidence. Come
on.
Don't lose it. Don't lose it in this hour. Praise God. Don't get stressed in this hour. The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Praise God. Look here, there's a lot of troubled hearts in this hour.
Yes.
Praise God. But God said, don't be troubled, baby, because look here, I know what I'm doing.
Ooh.
Praise God. I brought the storm to you.
Come on.
Praise God. Look here, I brought situations to you.
Oh,
praise
God.
Not because I know you're going to fail. It's because I know you're going to succeed.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, you about to win this thing. Come on.
Hey.
Praise God, you getting stronger than you think. Come
hey.
On.
Hey.
Praise God, you better than what you think
hey.
You are. Praise God, you are more than a conqueror.
More.
And we just got to start reading, but we got to start believing
yes.
every word that God speaks. Come on.
That's right.
We got to start standing on the word that God have placed in our life.
Yes.
Because this word, come on, everything, come
Ooh.
On, will fall. Everything will go under.
Hold
everything
up,
will cease. But the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but Prophet Mike, I've been waiting a long time. Oh, I understand. Come on. Praise God. But the wait is over. Come on.
Come
God
on.
Is ready to do it for his
Ooh,
people now.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God is ready to come on, ambush you. Praise God with the blessings of God over your life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. I come
God.
With a word today. Praise God. I come to let you know that it's time to walk in your completion. Praise God. Look here, Prophet Michael. Praise God. Praise God. I've been saved, but look here, but are you complete?
Come on,
praise
come
God.
On.
Look at that. Praise God. I'm a preacher, but are you complete? Praise God. Look at that. I'm a prophet. That's all sound good. Praise God. But are you walking in your completion?
Come on.
Praise God. Look at that. Because I can't complete no one until I start walking in my completion.
Come on. Come on.
How do I get complete? Praise God. Let's go to the word. Praise God. And I want to talk to you about the 10 leopards.
Come on.
Praise Ooh. God. Look here. But I want to talk to you about them because, praise God, because even though all of them received something from God,
yes.
only one came back to get
Come
the completion
on.
Of God. Oh, praise God. And so I want to read this. Praise God. I have the woman of God to read, and we're going to preach about walking in your completion.
Come on. Hallelujah. Luke 17:11.
Yes.
Luke 17:11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off.
Now, once again, God is walking through.
Ooh,
now, I want to get this in your spirit. Praise God. He's going through Samaria. Praise God.
Yes.
In Galilee. Praise God. But what is on God's mind? Praise God, it's not the 10 lepers.
Come on.
Praise God, look at, he's walking through just being God. Come
yes,
on.
Yes.
Praise God, this is what God is doing right now.
Come
praise
on.
God, he's walking through your house. He's walking through your job. Come on.
Come on,
praise
break
God,
it down.
He's talking to you in the car. Praise God, he's talking to you up under the tree. He's talking to you through the television.
Ooh.
Praise God, because, praise God, God is being God.
Yeah,
praise God, but what I can say about these 10 lepers, praise God, is that they knew that needed an encounter with God.
Come on.
Oh, praise God. What I'm trying to say to you, praise God, look at here. If you don't feel like God is talking to you, talk to God. Praise God. If you don't feel like, praise God, you got God's attention, you better do something to get God's attention. Praise God, because God is ready to bring forth your healing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. God is ready to bring forth your deliverance.
Thank you.
Oh, praise God. So the Bible says, praise God, that the 10 lepers begin to call on Jesus.
Come on.
Read.
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Oh, come on, praise God. And so they begin to lift. Praise God. The Bible said their voices. In other words, they begin to cry out loud.
Yeah.
Praise God. I understand, praise God, that it may seem hard, but God said, call on me. Ooh. Come on. Praise God. Your voice may got to go to another level. Praise
God.
But God said, keep calling on me.
Yes.
Praise God, don't call on no one, praise God, but God. Praise God, because we got a lot of substance, praise God, but we don't have Jesus.
Come on.
We have a lot of resources, but we don't have the source. Praise God, so we're crying out loud. We're complaining, but God said, I don't want to hear your complaining. I want somebody to get my attention.
Oh, my God.
Your complaining don't get God's attention.
Come on.
Praise God. Your stress don't get God's attention.
Yeah.
Praise God. Look here. You want to give up, don't get God's attention all the time. Praise God. But when we begin to call on Jesus, praise God, when we begin to call on his name, praise God, when we begin to fall to our face, oh, praise God, sometimes you got to go to the altar.
Come on.
Oh, praise God, sometimes you got to travail at the altar.
Huh?
Oh, praise God, sometimes you got to do something. Oh, praise God, and tell God, look here, I'm not leaving here until I get what I need from you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, somebody say walking in completion.
Walking in completion.
Read.
And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Oh, come on. So the Bible said, praise God. So they was able to get his attention. Oh, praise God. But this is what I love about it the most. Oh, praise God. That they begin to ask God to have mercy on them.
Yes.
Huh? See, sometimes you can't blame your neighbor for your situation.
Come
huh?
on.
Sometimes you can't blame the past for your situation.
Lord,
huh? Sometimes you can't blame your husband or your wife for your situation. Huh? Sometimes you can't blame the kids for your situation. Huh?
Come on.
Sometimes you got to come to God naked. Huh? God, it's me with the attitude. Huh? It's me that got my mouth on everybody. Huh?
Come on.
It's me that can't let go of unforgiveness. Huh? It's me that can't let go of anger. Huh?
Come on.
It's me that can't let go of disbelief. Huh? It's me that can't let go of doubt. Huh? God, have mercy on me. Oh, I'm not trying. I'm tired of the blame game.
Yes.
I'm tired of saying I'm church hurt.
I'm tired
of blaming the pastors and the leaders for everything.
I'm
tired of talking about the praise and worship leader. I'm tired of talking about the deacon right now. But God, it's me that's standing in the need of prayer.
My God.
Oh, why? Because I need something from the God. Huh?
Yes.
I need something from the Lord. Huh? Oh, praise God. And I'm not looking to the left or to the right in this hour. Huh?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm standing position in this hour. Huh?
Yes.
Because I need God to do an inside blessing. Huh?
Yes.
That it can flow on the outside. Huh?
Yes.
So when he bless me this season, huh? I won't mess it up this season. Huh?
Yes.
I won't give it up so easily this season. Huh?
Yes.
I won't be able to walk away this season. Huh?
Oh,
because I'm not taking it for granted. We're talking about walking in completion. Read for me, woman of God.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God.
Oh, now this is what I love. So 10 people, praise God, 10 people got healed. I don't want you to miss this revelation, but only one recognized.
Come on.
See, you got to recognize what God is doing. Oh, praise God, because sometimes the enemy tried to make you feel like God didn't do nothing.
Come on.
Oh, trust me, he doing something. Oh, praise God, but you got to recognize what God is doing in your life. Baby, you ain't got no reason to be suicidal because God is doing it.
Come on.
Oh, you ain't got no reason to give up because God have done it. You ain't got no reason to be weary because God have done it. But you got to recognize what God have done in your life. Sometimes we are stuck stuck because we're not recognizing, huh? Sometimes we're stuck because we're not believing, huh?
Yes.
Sometimes we're stuck because we're listening to what everybody else is saying, huh? We let our emotions and our feelings, huh, control what God is trying to do in your life.
Hallelujah.
10 of them was healed.
Jesus.
But only one recognized.
Just one.
One recognized and said, look here, I'm no longer the same.
All right, come on.
You can throw my past all you want to up in
come
my
on.
Face.
Hey.
But I'm no longer the same.
Come on.
Praise God, you can remember what I did 10 days ago. But I don't talk the same because I recognize that when I came off that fast, God did it for me.
Yes.
I recognize. Praise God, when I showed up to prayer like the pastor told me to, God did it for me.
Yes.
Praise God, you can look at my present right now. It don't may look like I got a car. I may don't have the best house, but I recognize that I got my health. I recognize I'm in my right mind. I recognize I don't do the same things I used to do.
Yes.
You got to recognize.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got to recognize, because the enemy is putting delusions in people's minds. The enemy is fighting you with lies after lies after lies after lies. And you don't realize it, and before we know it, praise God, look here, we are so suppressed, praise God, and bound up for no reason because we're not recognized that God did it for you.
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
Oh, I'm trying to help somebody today.
Right.
Praise God. Look, I'm trying to help you how to walk in your completion.
That's right.
Praise God, because your faith is what's going to make you whole.
That's right.
Praise God, they would have never got their healing if they didn't follow the instructions.
That's it. That's
praise
it.
God, why are you crying out to God, but you're not following his instructions? Praise God, you're crying and you're complaining and you're getting a decision, but when God tells us to do something, we don't like to do it.
Amen.
Praise God, God tells us to go right, we go left. God tells us to let go, we hold on.
Yes.
We got to obey the voice of God.
Oh my God, hallelujah.
Read for me, woman of God.
And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan.
So not only has I recognized, praise God, but the blessing that God did for me.
Yeah.
Praise God, I didn't take the money to the liquor store.
Come on.
Y'all not saying nothing. I didn't try to go to bingo with this blessing.
Come on.
Praise God, I didn't pick up the wrong people with this car.
Yeah.
I'm not letting the wrong people in my house in this season.
Yes.
But when he got his healing, the Bible say, and recognized that he was healed, he went back to Jesus.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
And he began to thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I let somebody know today? I'm trying to help you. God said, you forgot to tell me thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes we complain so much that we don't even tell God thank you in the midst of it.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Sometimes we don't realize what God have done for us.
Thank you,
we don't realize what God have blocked us from.
Thank
you went down the same road the other car did, but the other car didn't make it down the road. We got to learn how to tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the midst of it all.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm talking about getting your completion.
That's right.
Praise God. I'm talking about walking in your faith.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about walking in your obedience.
Thank you.
I'm talking about recognizing. Because if you don't know who you are, praise God, the enemy loves a person that cannot be identified.
Come on. Amen.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am in God.
Come.
Praise God. Come on, praise God. You better know who you are.
Amen.
Read for me, woman of God.
And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9?
So hold on, why is only one back?
That's it.
Why only one came back? Did I not be good to all 10?
That's it.
Have I not shown my mercy all through the year?
My God.
Praise God, have I not kept your mind in perfect peace? Have I not been a provider? Come on, have I not been good to your children?
Amen.
Praise God, have I not heard the prayers of my people?
That's
praise
it.
God, have I not brought your sons and daughters out of situation?
Thank
praise
you.
God, praise God, praise God, that could have went left, that could have went right.
Thank
praise
you,
God, did I not stop the bullet from penetrating the
Ooh.
Car? Praise God, have I not been this good to you?
Yes.
Praise God, have I not been good to your mother and your father? Have I not been God?
Hallelujah. My God.
Oh, we're talking about, praise God, walking in your completion.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. I can only walk in my completion is when I can recognize I need to be completed.
Yes,
is when I recognize myself that, Lord, I need better. I need to do better in these things. I got to come up higher in
Lord.
These things. God, I got to show more love, God.
Ooh.
God, help me, praise God, to get that perfect love
Ooh,
for you. Help me, God, to walk in that mindset, God. Help me, God. I, I need to walk in my, I'm tired of, praise God, striding the fence. I'm tired of running from truth. Praise God, I'm tired of being in denial. It's me, God. And I'm not going nowhere else. But when I get this season, in this season, I'm going back to the altar. I'm going to celebrate my God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Read for me, woman of God.
There are not found that return to give God glory to God, save this stranger.
So, why the other nine didn't come back?
Yes.
You mean some of y'all, praise God, God said, come back. Praise God. Come back to the altar.
Yes.
Come back and get your strength.
Thank you.
Come on, come back and get your prayer life.
Yes.
Praise God. Use the fast. Use the pray before God. Ooh. God said, come back.
Come back.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Come back to me. Praise God. Come on, praise God. I understand the world may hurt you.
Come.
Praise God. I understand you may have some things, but God said, come back.
Come. Hallelujah.
I'm ready for you to celebrate. I'm ready for you to dance.
Come.
I'm ready for you to shout. I'm ready for you to throw your hands up
again.
I'm ready for you to clap. I'm ready for you to get committed. God say, come back.
Come. Hallelujah.
God said, come back. Praise God. I miss you that much. Come back to me. I still got grace for you. Come back to me. I still got a word in your belly. Come back to me. Because I'm ready for you to walk in your completion.
Yes.
Read for me, woman of God.
And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
So hold on now. This is the problem. I'm already healed. I'm already set free.
My God.
Why are you making me whole? Because just because you're healed don't mean you're whole.
Come on.
Just because you're delivered don't mean you're whole. Just because sometimes we don't do a lot of things we used to do don't mean we're whole.
Come on.
So when the man came back, and I can't say the leper came back because the leper was no longer the leper.
Come on, come on.
When come the on. Man came back, now because he came back and gave God thanks, he was now wholesome. In other words, now walk in your completion. You never have to go back to that state again.
Yes.
You never have to think like that again. You never got to suffer like that again. You never got to worry like that again.
Yes.
And I come to let you know tonight, you ain't got to go through it like that again.
Ooh.
God said, after this season, I want to bless you. I want to thrust you forward. Come on. I want to give you the overflow now. Praise God. I want to save your children. I want to save your parents. I want to do a great thing in you. I want your business to get started this year because I'm bringing forth your completion. It's time to be made whole.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God. How many of you ready? To be made whole. God is ready to make you whole on today. What a powerful word on today. Go be thou made whole, God is saying on today. And I want to speak to those ones that are not saved. Yes, I know you done did all kind of things in your life. Everything that you were big enough to did, you done did it. But how many of you know that Jesus came and stop by today to let you know today that you can be made whole on today. But all you need to do is repent before God. Open up your mouth and say, Father God, I repent of my sins. I repent of everything that I've did in my life. And I'm asking you to come into my life. I accept you as my personal savior. I believe that you bled and died for the sins of this world. Come into my life and change me. And then you get yourself up from there. And you find your church that's ministering the word of God. You find your church that's preaching the word of God. You find your church that believe in the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is the one that's going to save you and seal you up until the day of redemption. You better get yourself up from there and start serving God and come back to the altar and not serving God for the fishes and the loaves. Because we got a lot of people out here that's serving God for the fishes and the loaves. But why not seek the Lord thy God for everything? Everything that he has. He said, beloved, he wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So why not prosper your soul on today? After that powerful word Prophet Mike preached on today, why not walk in your completion on today? That means get your soul right
come
first.
On, come on.
and then everything else will fall in
Come
line.
On.
Be made whole on today, people of God. Oh, my God. And I want to pray for those ones that are sick, because how many of you know that he said he was wounded for your transgression? He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by your stripes we are healed. And how many of you know, before the foundation was even laid, we were already healed. Father God, we're asking you to touch him right now. Those that are sick and afflicted, touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And the Lord God said, whatsoever thing we bind on earth, he said he'll bind it in heaven. And Satan, right now, we bind you right now. He said, where two and three shall touch and agree upon anything, God said he was going to do it. And we touch it and agree with these people healing. Your mind is healed. Your body is healed. Your back is healed. Your legs is healed. Cancer got to go. Sugar, diabetes got to go. Everything that's not like God got to go. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And you get yourself up from there. You move your leg. Bend your back. Because Jesus said you're healed. I don't care if it's hurting. You believe God that you're healed. And God said he's going to do it. Because he said he's not a man that he shall lie. Neither the son of man that he shall repent. If God spoke it, we believe it. The Bible said, whose report will we believe? We believe God's report. His report said that you're healed. And guess what? We're foolish enough to believe that. And God said he would not let us be ashamed. Those that trust in him, he would not let you be ashamed. I don't care what the doctor's saying that you have. I don't care what the doctor's report said it is. You better believe God's report. If the doctor say you got this, you tell the devil you is a liar. Don't you let him sit there and place that over your life. Because the Bible said we're snared by the words of our mouth.
Come on,
the minute the doctor say, you say, devil, you a liar, and you plead the blood of Jesus against it. Because that same blood that defeated the devil at Calvary is the same blood that's defeating him now. And he's a defeated foe. He's walking around as a toothless lion. He's a lion that ain't even got no teeth. He can't even bite you. He's just a facade. That's all. You look at him, he can't even bite you. So you get up from there, because you got the lion of the tribe of Judah down on the inside, and you a giant, because greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in the world. And we're more than conquerors. We're not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors through him that know and loved us. Come on out to this revival. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. It's time to elevate, elevate, elevate. Elevate mean it's time to go higher in God. How are we going to go higher? Hallelujah. By being made whole. Hallelujah. We're going to be made whole in this revival, because we're going to elevate. Join us on Thursday and Friday at 8 p.m. Pastor Monica Orange. She's going to be breaking forth the bread of life at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue. Hey, join us at 8 p.m. And then on Friday, we're going to have Pastor Joseph Orange. He'll be breaking forth the bread of life on Sunday morning. And Pastor and Prophet, don't let me forget about Hallelujah on Saturday. Tell him about Saturday. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. This Saturday at 1500 Florida Avenue, praise God, Melbourne, Florida, 32901, at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or until we sell out, we are going to be selling chicken, praise God, and fish dinners. Dinners are going to be $12. Praise God, you want a large fries, it's going to be $5. If you want a cupcake, it's going to be $2. And a fish sandwich will be $7 by itself. Praise God, all proceeds is going to support our Let God Be God revival that's taking place October 9th and 10th, once again, in the beautiful city of Melbourne, Florida, at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, under the leadership of Apostle Elizabeth Haver. You got to come support, praise God, because we are doing good things and great things in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Let me say this, in Christ Jesus, up under this ministry. When I say healing, divine healing, praise God, divine healing is taking place. Deliverance is taking place. So you better come and be a part of what God is doing.
That's right. Amen. And join us on Wednesday. We'll be in Titusville. Titusville, we're coming to your city. We're bringing Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center to your city. And we'll be at Agape Word of Life Ministries with Bishop Damon Jones at 8 p.m. Join us, Titusville. We'll be in your city September the 9th, 2026 at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss these moves of God. I know we got a lot going on, but Jesus gave us a commission. Look, we got a commission on our back. We got work to do. He said, work while it is day, because when night come, no man can work. And it's time for us to work now. We thank you. We appreciate you for everybody tuning in, listening in, for your support. We love you and we appreciate you. And God bless you until next Thursday. Hallelujah. The God is with me, so I keep it on my side.